Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass.
I'm Joel.
I'm Adam.
And today we're talking about getting hit in the nuts.
It is, statistically speaking, the funniest place you can hit someone.
It is, yeah.
According to statistics, they've published books about it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
You're very jealous topic. That you have not been able to experience this, I know.
I know, but I want to get off topic really early.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I think getting hit in the nuts, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we should have a new version in, because I can't participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Getting uppercutted in the tit.
Punch in the tit.
Yeah, but like up.
Up.
Because I've seen people punch down into a boob, and that just feels wrong, but like... Up, like uppercutting the tit.
Like you're doing, you think, yeah, like little sub punches,
like
or whatever.
Speedball.
Yeah.
Speedball.
I think that's, I guess I understand the uppercut part, because hitting the under boob is a rare part to get hit.
Yeah, and it'll make a good thwack noise as well.
Yeah. Mm. And,
I would love
and there'll
to,
be recoil rather than if you just punch straight or down.
I'm imagining.
Yeah, there'd be bounce.
I'm imagining when you hit the speedball, you know, the like the sound of leather on wood that it makes.
Yeah.
But skin on skin instead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a classic sound.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to throw that in there. Like, I know we're going to be talking about nuts, but I think we're a, you know, feminist podcast. So I just wanted to say that I thought...
Friend of the show, feminism.
Well, I'm actually going to refer to you guys for facts and history about getting kicked in the nuts today. Or hit. It doesn't have to be. I think the only time... I don't think I've ever gone nuts. I definitely have accidentally hit people in the penis.
Oh, I thought you were talking about times that you'd been hit, not that you'd hit someone. And I was about to be like, Cass, you've just established you've never been hit in the nuts.
I don't have nuts. Oh, I have. Okay. I can contribute box chat to this today if you need.
I'd appreciate
you
it.
You have an awesome story about this, and I think this is the one you're about to tell.
Far out, I know this story.
It's a fine story.
The listeners will agree with me that it's awesome, and everyone should tweet Cass and be like, great story, Cass.
Yes.
At Cass Page on Twitter, or just drop it in the Sandspans Radio Stuff and Nonsense group. Cass, great story.
How to remember your handle, for those of you who might be driving right now, is it's Cass. Cass Page's Twitter account.
Also, if you're driving currently, don't forget to just relax a little bit. Don't be afraid to close your eyes. You know, take it easy. Driving can be stressful. Your hands feeling a bit stiff? Take them off the wheel.
Oh, at what point? Knees, if they reach.
At what point are you liable for the accident?
I didn't say to crash the car. Drive responsibly.
So you're saying not until you tell someone to crash the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, which we would never do.
That's irresponsible and dangerous.
Irresponsible and dangerous to crash a car.
Kind of fun, though.
Don't look at the road, though. My God, that's not your business.
Road
your tax
pervert.
Dollars go, yeah.
Just let the road hypnosis lull you into a nice little haze.
Go where the road takes you.
Yeah. I'm worried this is going to get really good to for the people who are in bed listening to go to sleep to. So, there we go.
Wake up! That's so mean. I used to listen to this podcast to fall asleep before I hosted it.
That's messed up.
Now sometimes I fall asleep editing it. So isn't life beautiful?
It's a full circle.
Yeah.
Well, if you fall asleep editing this one, I'll be there a couple of seconds ago waking you up.
That's what you get for editing while you drive, Kat.
So the history of getting kicked in the nuts would be fucking awesome. I need to find out. Like, because it's the type of thing where at some point that would have just been a move. Surely.
It's a move now. What do you mean?
No, I know. Yeah, but like as in.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Like when, there would have been a section of time.
Where the world was constantly at war and every city had its own army. There would have been a point in time where they were like, aim for the nuts. For sure.
I don't know Krav Maga, like, I don't know it personally, just know of it. But I know Krav Maga as a martial art has a big focus on there's no illegal hit. Whatever it takes to take someone down, and I know there's a lot of moves in Krav. I know of a lot of moves in Krav Maga where you're supposed to target. If someone has, genitalia. If someone has danglies, get them in the danglies.
Oh yeah, a big self-defense thing is to find a part of you that's sharp and put it into a part of another person that is soft.
Yeah,
That's why knives are good.
Yeah, the human body, soft. Imagine stabbing someone in the foot.
Yeah,
like right up the heel.
Oh, yeah, that's unpleasant.
Making him walk out of there with a dagger for a high heel.
Like in Home Alone. Not with a knife, but with a nail.
Oh my God, that's awful. They can't put that in the kids' movie.
They did. Have you never seen Home Alone?
I have.
Do you not remember I forget which one's which, Marv? Whatever, the big hair, boofy haired guy. As he's walking up the stairs, you get a very graphic shot of nail in the stair and his foot comes down onto it and you see it go a little into his foot.
It doesn't go through the other side,
That's almost worse, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's way worse if it comes through the other side. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, from a visual standpoint, going through the other side, I think would be, for me, I would not be as bothered as just going a bit in but not out the other side. That bothers me more. It's incomplete.
Really?
It's incomplete.
Oh, so you're just...
Finish the job, Mom!
Yeah, come on!
For fuck's sake!
Three-act structure!
The earliest movie I can find that features someone getting hit in the nuts is Against the Wind, a film directed by Charles Crichton in 1948.
Wow, nut hits go back quite a while.
And I found that on a list called Kicked in the Balls, A Cinematic History of Testicular Trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't confirm whether or not it is, in fact, a kick to the nuts because this involves kicked, punched, kneed, stabbed, shot, or receives any kind of injury to the general area of his knackers.
Getting shot in the nuts?
Yeah.
Imagine holding the nuts at gunpoint. Like, you know okay, how usually
that's
you get...
That's just objectively a funny vision.
It's very funny. Like, imagine, you're imagining a hand cupped under the balls with the gun to it. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining yanking the dick away.
And then
speak now while the balls get...
Yeah.
Well, that actually ties back into when you said you haven't hit anyone in the nuts, but you've hit people in the dick or the penis. It's because that's kind of like the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You got to get through that if you're going to get to the nuts.
Dick is gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about, this has absolutely been disproven, it never happened, but it is nonetheless an interesting story.
Oh.
Apollo 11?
No. No, the JFK assassination. No. He's alive and well.
Yeah, his head just did that.
No, he's alive and well.
The movie cameras
made. Computer imagery, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, there's this tale about during the American Civil War about a soldier getting shot with a musket ball in the nuts,
mm-hmm.
and then the musket ball keeps going and hits a woman, and she gets pregnant. It's fake, because, of course, that can't really happen, but it's very funny.
Cum can be strong, which is always a scary thing.
Can I get that as a ringtone, please? Just my phone goes off. Cum can be strong.
Cum can be strong. Cum can last for, like, 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, which is scary. You got to... Cum thrives, which is always... It's always
cum
an issue.
Cum finds a way.
Cum will find a way.
Is that 2 weeks outside of the body?
Actually, it might be 2 weeks...
In the balls.
No,
in the puss.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Because it's meant to live in there.
Mm.
Not for very long. What do you guys
live
think?
And die in, though.
Every time I've tried to Google this, I don't quite get the kind of answer I'm...
very excited for this.
When...
Mm.
If you get jism in your eye...
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I will stop you at this point and say that I don't think I'll be able to help you because I've never had to Google that.
Okay.
I can.
Okay, so if you get jism in the eye, I have found that you can contract STIs through the eye, so don't do that. Don't do that to people.
Well, I mean...
The cum has to have an STI, and if you got it in your own eye, you would need to worry about it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I gave myself an STI!
It wasn't gonna give me an STI. Not one that I didn't already have, I suppose.
Yeah.
True. Well, jism in the eye.
Mm.
Do the little guys...
swim in the eyeball?
Do they try and get in it?
Are you worried that cum, like sperm, will confuse an eyeball for an egg?
What is an eyeball if not big, wet egg?
Apparently not, from what I understand.
From the countless times Adam's come in his own eye. You wear glasses! That's extra hard.
I just know this from, I can't remember what source, but there's like a scent that eggs give off that sperm are attracted to.
Eggs just be hitting
smell.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, your eye would not have the right smell.
It'd smell like eyeball.
Yeah, if they don't have that scent, they kind of just go in all directions.
So they're just swimming around in the goo.
Yeah.
Sperm is very, 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 very small.
Yeah, I know, like, in technicality, you know, you've got those little parasites and stuff in your eyebrows. We're all covered in fungus.
Well, maybe you do.
Everyone is. Hmm. We're all covered in fungus.
I'm parasite free, baby.
No, you are not.
Bleach bath every couple of days.
Oh,
that doesn't
smart.
Fix your insides, brother.
Oh, the way I
do
it?
No, the drinking
does. Oh, yeah,
does,
it does.
You boof and bleach?
Oh, yeah. I'm pure Adam.
He's
if
all
it doesn't
macrobiome.
Have Adam, if it doesn't have Adam DNA and even some stuff that does, it's out of here.
So
I'm very strict.
That's fair.
So you are 100% macrobiome, no microbiome in you.
No biome, period.
What are you?
All Adam.
It's Adam.
That's what I am.
All right. Well, do you have any stories about getting kicked in the nuts then? Or hit?
I have never been intentionally kicked in the nuts.
Which is absolutely fucking wild to me.
No, I...
Just knowing that we went to an all-boys school, it was just...
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You didn't even want to have a go just to see what it was like?
But the fights at our all-boys school were someone busting out an axe.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up. That's a real story.
Yeah, that happened.
Fuck, axe to the nuts?
No, he hit the other kid in the head with the other side of the axe.
The handle or the blunt bit?
No, so like the blade was facing the guy that swung the axe.
Yeah, so he hit him with the blunt bit, I think, is what.
Yeah.
I mean, good, because that would have killed, but also. Mm.
I mean,
I think
either side could kill someone.
Yeah. Was the kid okay?
Yeah.
Were you jealous that you didn't get hit in the head with an axe?
I mean, what a way to get out of school.
I do, however, routinely hit myself in the nuts unintentionally.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
How?
With my own gangly, stupid fucking arms.
If anything, with my own gangly, stupid fucking dick.
Yeah.
I've never slapped my balls with my dick hard enough to hurt myself. But
yeah, that's fair.
I've never... I have slapped my balls with my dick.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the... Like, dicks and nuts, they're just dangling there. You gotta do something with them.
They're dangling on their own. There's nothing I have to do.
Yeah.
No input required. That's them 24/7.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Round of applause down there.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Woo! making your balls clap is awesome. That's something I'd never really considered, but...
Do you reckon you could get enough momentum and speed? Because I know you can, like, clap ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But do you reckon you could go between cheeks and dick? Like...
So, dick hits cheek.
No, as in, so, like, balls go back and forth between dick and cheek.
Oh.
Whoa. That would be... it would look crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if my balls go down far enough to hit cheek.
Yeah. Similar situation. I would also...
We'd have to find out in the summer.
Yeah.
Won't know till the winter passes.
Yeah.
This damn cold.
Currently, absolutely not. Yeah. Come December, maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
Come December.
Yeah.
Looking forward to come December.
Yeah, that's good.
Movember into come December.
No, not November into come December. It's going to be a white Christmas, baby. That's true.
God.
Yeah, well, because balls have a ball in their ball sacks.
Yes.
Because balls have ball in them.
Yeah, they don't make a noise. Like, I feel like dick makes better noise than balls.
It's kind of like, imagine a jar. You put two peanuts in that jar, now rattle it around.
But they don't
That's
rattle.
That's not it. That's the opposite.
Yeah, because, like, if you just, like, hit your thighs with your dick, that makes a sound. But
yeah.
I can't picture balls making a sound.
It'd
but also,
be,
I think that it would really hurt too much
for, yeah, like, it
to make that much momentum.
Hang on, wait. What was that? Did you ever, that documentary in primary school, balls hang low, you can sway them to and fro, you can tie them in a knot, tie them in a bow.
Yeah, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
I don't know, maybe actually you could.
Yeah.
According to the documentary, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
You can tie them in a knot. I never thought about that.
And what about...
And a bow.
Throw them over your shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when your balls hang low.
Do you reckon the Hokey Pokey would be better if there was a part where you put your balls in?
Balls in what? Just the middle?
Yeah, put your so like you know in the Hokey Pokey, the song the Hokey Pokey.
You put your right nut in, you take your right nut out.
Do you so the guy who invented the Hokey Pokey, did you know he
John Hokey Pokey?
No, he's Australian.
Jim Hokey Pokey?
No, I don't know his actual name.
That's crazy because Hokey Pokey ice cream is a New Zealand invention, I believe.
Wow.
Well, across
maybe,
the pond?
Yeah, yeah. But you can actually, I think it's in, I don't know where, maybe Sydney, but you can go to his grave. Apparently.
People
well,
do the Hokey Pokey on his grave?
Well, it's very, just
part
a very
of Hokey
funny
Pokey
story.
Is putting your arse in, by the way.
Ooh. Oh.
Just a very funny story is that his funeral, he got like a, because he was a composer or whatever, he got a state funeral, but it took forever.
I would not
give a
state.
They put his left hand in. They took his left hand out. They put his right hand in and check it all about. Forever to bury the guy, you know?
Did that feel good?
That felt great. That was great. I'm so happy I got that.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm less of a... The
you
esteem
talk about
I
getting...
have of myself is falling. I respect myself less.
Make you feel better if we talk about uppercutting tits again?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons Player Handbook flicked through it and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum and you could barely organise a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
Getting kicked in the nuts is something that I wish hurt less because it is such a funny activity.
Can I ask about that? So, is it a sliding scale? Like, can you do something that will just make you feel a bit sick?
Sickness is not, like, the first feeling. Pain. Yeah, it goes, like, pain, sickness, leg. Like, not being able to feel your legs.
Oh, my God.
Not total. Because, like, if you hit someone in the nuts hard enough, they will no longer. Like, you can't just keep standing.
Yeah, you're down.
Vomiting is also something that can happen.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you can get hit in the nuts hard enough, you spew. That has never happened to me, though, but it is definitely a thing.
Mm. What? How? What's connected?
I think it's just like a...
It's a pain response, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that that could happen from something else, though, because I think it's got nothing to do with the testicles. It's just a pain thing. So it's funny to get shot in the leg and then puke.
Apparently, that happens a lot, apparently.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know you piss and shit yourself.
Yeah. Mm. That awesome.
Is that when you die? Or are you saying that's also a pain thing?
When you're really scared, you can just piss and shit yourself.
Oh,
as well,
yeah, that's a
your
fear body's
response. Just like, all right, we don't need this anymore.
Is it to make yourself less appealing to getting eaten by a bear or something?
I assumed it was like a defense mechanism to stop a predator.
Oh, I mean, it would work on me.
I'm going to eat you. Oh, you're actually stinky. Pass.
Yeah. If I was trying to cannibalize someone and they shat.
Mm.
You can't shit where I eat.
Yeah. It's a pretty big hurdle, I feel.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not clearing it.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I could too. If I had a hose, maybe.
This is also not a real story, but it's fucking awful just to imagine. Have you ever heard the one about the guy who got his leg dislocated and then when they put it back in? This is genuinely not a joke. This is genuinely a story. It's not real, but it's a fucked up. All right, so some guys are playing footy
or
whatever, sports. And one guy gets tackled and starts screaming in pain, and the doctor comes out, realizes that his leg is dislocated. So they put the leg back in. And then his screaming intensifies and he passes out from pain. At the hospital,
I have heard this story.
Yeah, at the hospital they find out that when his leg had been dislocated, one of his testicles had slipped into the crack. And then when they relocated his leg, it crushed his testicle. Can't happen, I don't think. I don't think that can actually happen. But it's
don't
scared me as a kid.
See how that is humanly possible.
Yeah. But when you're
a dislocated leg doesn't do that.
When you're 12, though.
Also, your ball would have to travel
into your hip socket, right?
Yeah, and then
apparently they can go up.
Oh no, they can go into your stomach.
They can go right up into you. Yeah.
Yeah, balls can go like in you. Yeah.
That is so cool. My bits are already in.
It is fun.
Send the tits.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you've already got two out bits then, so what are you complaining about?
I don't know, Dusher, if them going right in is something that you experience very often, but when it happens to me, it's fun to take the ball sack and be like, there's nothing in this.
Shrinkage is funny.
Yeah, it is good.
Mm.
See, when I was younger and people talked about shrinkage, I assumed that the whole mass shrunk. I didn't realize that it was bits hiding for body temperature regulation.
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy. But I didn't have any bits of going around.
Yeah. The dick contracts like crazy.
Mm.
So, like, that means the dick goes into the body.
Mm-hmm.
A dick can go right in as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if completely, but...
Like, there's definitely been times, like, camping or something, going to go pee and being like, whoa, where'd it go?
Where'd you go, buddy?
Yeah, come back. I need you right now. Oh, there you are. Thank God.
Man, that's cool as hell.
Yeah.
So you just have extra room in your body for that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I suppose I've got extra room in my body for food.
Mm.
And a baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think yours is cooler.
Body's messed up. Yeah, I honestly, from hearing the experiences of people who have the other one.
The innie, not the outie.
The innie, yeah.
It's same stuff in different shape.
It doesn't sound as pleasant as having the dick and nuts.
Yeah, but the good thing is, Cass, if you ever get jealous about not having one, you can just Google cocks. And I encourage everyone, especially those who are driving right now, to do exactly that.
Yeah. Hey, dicks, if you're cocks. Driving right now, wake up!
Okay, Google, image search penis.
Okay, Google, subscribe to nothing. Gotcha.
Okay,
thought
Google,
I was gonna hurt you.
Cancel all alarms.
Hey, Siri, set an alarm for 2:05 a.m.
Hey, Google, set an alarm for 3 years from now.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, Siri, remind me to go get kicked in the nuts later. Just to experience. Because it's something that I'm like, it's not that bad. And then when it happens, it's the worst thing in the world.
I don't think I have an equivalent. I guess childbirth.
Yeah.
That's like a famous one. Apparently, I didn't know this. When you give birth, afterwards, your body floods you with hormones so that you forget what giving birth was like.
Yeah, I knew that.
Christ.
I didn't know about that. So that
your brain isn't like traumatized. So therefore, you're not like, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. And if you don't get the hormone flood, you get PTSD.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have PTSD from nut kick or nut hit?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I'm sitting here being like, huh. Maybe getting hit in the nuts is funny.
Well, I think getting hit in the face with like a plush ball is a bit fun. I don't ever want to do it on purpose, but every time it happens, I'm like, ooh, like when your face all goes tingly and your nose gets funny.
Yeah.
I'm always like, this is a little bit fun. I always feel like, how nice that a bad thing is still a bit cool. Again, I'm not picking it. Don't ever attack me in the face. If I see you in real life, don't touch me.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
So, just hang on, just to clarify, getting hit, like, square in the face with what type of ball?
Yeah, like dodgeballs and stuff. Like, any sort of ball.
When you said plush ball, I was not... I was thinking a pillow, basically.
Yeah, I said the wrong word. But, like, just getting smacked
PVC
in the face.
PVC ball? Is that what you were
thinking? Something that goes like... Yeah.
So you mean like a dodgeball, like a soccer ball?
That could also be good.
Yeah. You just want that sensation where your face goes numb and it's all tingly and it kind of hurts and stings?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... That's funny. You should play sport if you want that, I reckon.
Nah.
Yeah, I got hit by two soccer balls at the same time once.
What?
In primary
school. Which areas of the body?
It was head and then thigh, and it was enough to knock me to the ground.
All right. To end this week's episode, that's just reminded me of an awesome story that didn't happen to me, but happened to one of my friends who witnessed a truly spectacular event. They were...
Saw a guy got hit with two balls.
Spoilers, yes, but not in the way that you think.
Okay.
So, they are coaching a soccer team, but it's like the entire year level has to participate. So no one gets to opt out. So it's varying skill levels.
Sure.
And there's one kid that's kind of like not a popular kid, but like...
You sure this isn't about me?
So he's trying his best and everyone's like just kind of letting him be play. Like he's not like getting bullied or anything like that, but he's also not like one of the popular sporting kids.
Sure. Yeah.
And he's the goalkeeper. The ball's in the middle of the pitch and then like one of the soccer kids or football if you're from the UK breaks free, like dribbling with the ball, lines up for a goal and just like kicks it. And the ball just flies directly towards the goals. And the kid that is the goalkeeper either freezes with panic or, like, stands their ground, but it hits them directly in the face.
Oof.
Everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Block the goal?
Yeah, so didn't go into the goal. Everyone's like, fuck, are you okay? Like, everyone's like, whoa, that was, like, brave, but, like, that looked like it fucking hurt.
Mm.
And the kid gets back up because, like, knocked him off his feet. Gets back up. He's like, no, I'm all right. They then take the ball back to the center to start it again.
I know where this is going.
Same kid gets the ball, just streaming in. The kid that just got hit in the face, like this is like 15 seconds later, stands his ground,
kicks
the ball, and this time just like sails directly at the goals and hits him square in the dick and nuts. He collapses, and this time everyone's like, no, that's way too funny. So the entire pitch pretty much just falls down laughing. And that's the story of how one teenage boy got hit in the face and then the dick and nuts within 15 seconds.
Boing.
Would you like to hear my story about getting hit in a box?
I'd love to. Oh, that's right. You teased us at the start. Wow, Cass, that's great. What do you call it?
Foreshadowing?
Foreshadowing.
That's a different thing.
That's a very different thing, Cass.
No, I think that's also...
Speaking about the box, though.
Yeah. Actually, that's a cool thing you can do that we can't do.
Yeah.
You can shelve in your bum.
Yeah, but you got two different way places you can do it.
I got
it.
Two pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good...
I guess what? We got foreskin. Which is the that's not shelving, but a great place to keep your wallet.
Well, depending on how big your foreskin is, you can shelve quite a bit.
Yeah, that's
five
true.
Skin. Mm. You could also have your... You've also got that little ball hole.
Ball hole?
Isn't
the peen hole.
No, the hole where the balls go into. Can't you put things in there?
What?
No, maybe it's just balls. Hang on, never
what
mind.
Did what did you just describe, Cass?
Do I have a secret hole?
No, I got
confused. No, you do not.
I got confused. I don't have the
bits. It's so fucked up. We do not have time to hear your box story and explore what you have just said.
Did you think for a moment that anyone with a dick and nuts has like a cavity behind their nuts that they like tuck their nuts into?
Yes, Joel, that is exactly what I thought.
I can't.
Because.
Oh, boy.
Because.
I thought the way that you said that, I was like, you're just rolling with that because I've said it. But now that you've said because, I know that I actually got it in one.
Yeah. When I was younger and I would hear about drag queens tucking, I assumed it was tuck back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and then when I heard them talk about it later, it's like, yeah, the balls go in your body. And I'm like, oh, the anatomy works different to how I thought. So I thought until now.
There's a little divot.
Yes. Is there not?
No. Wait, no, until... Hang on, whoa. Until now? Until this very moment?
Yeah, you are watching Cass learn something today. As we all must learn something every day, Cass has learned her thing for the day.
You need to head to google.com and Google dick and nuts laying down. So you can see the whole thing. See what's going on.
You know what? Now that I think about it, the thing that I've been imagining the balls go into...
Mm-hmm. You've seen that area on a person and know what's not there?
Yeah, well, because now that I...
Well, you're never thinking about it and looking at it at the same time.
Never in my life.
Yeah.
Mm. I was never...
You never put the two together. Yeah, that's fair.
No, I was always thinking, there's a secret bit to hide things in where everything goes when you need to put it away.
Oh, my God.
And then if I was ever faced with it, I wasn't thinking, hang on, where's that secret missing bit?
I guess if you're faced with that, you've probably got something else in your mind. You've probably got a job to do. Or you're on a mission of some kind.
Truly, Cass, you are perpetually fascinating.
Well, on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel. Sorry, I looked at you, Adam, and fucked it up because we did the intro in the opposite order,
yeah,
I just realized.
That's fine. That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. The listeners will forgive us.
They won't know.
They might know. I've pointed it out now.
I don't think they're fast asleep behind the wheel right now.
That's true. They're doing 80 miles in a school zone. Just dreaming up a storm, having the best sleep of their life.
If only their car had wings so they could take off while they fall asleep instead of mow down the kids that they are currently hitting.
Oh, like a grease lightning sort of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like white noise, the kids hitting and rolling over the dash.
Yeah. We encourage falling asleep behind the wheel here at Shut Up a Second.
Heavy rain, I think they call it.
So where can we find you guys?
You can find me on Thumb Cramps, Plumbing the Death Star, and Baseless Speculation. Those are all three different podcasts, two of them on the Sandspans Radio Network, one on the Wood Elf Network. If you're familiar with Markiplier, he is my coworker.
Bump into him at the office every other day.
I do, with Wood Elf Studios. And Adam, where can we find you? Where can I find you?
I host D&D is for Nerds, a D&D, obviously, podcast. You can find that at sanspantsradio.com. Or you could just search D&D is for Nerds, DND or D&D. I think both of them work.
Hell yeah.
Any podcast app.
Whoa. Thank you so much for having us, Cass.
Thank you so much for coming on. Protect your nuts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.